On today's Tech Help for Churches, longer Twitter DMs. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I help you with the internet, new media, social media, etc. for your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation, so just leave your question below the video. Now, if you're listening to the audio podcast, no big deal. Just head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/THFC for Tech Help for Churches, and then you can leave your comment under one of those videos there. So, you might know that I wrote a book on Twitter, and one of the downsides of being a church tech author, consultant, etc., is that stuff is always changing, and this is no exception. Twitter is always adding new stuff, and this is actually one that I wanted to address since I haven't written about it before, I haven't talked about it before. Longer DMs. So before, everything was 140 characters on Twitter. This spawned an industry of URL shorteners. The shorter, the better, because that would take so many of your characters. Well, Twitter changed that to where any URL took up the exact same amount of characters. So that was good. And it kind of affected things. Well, likewise, Twitter has changed how direct messages work. It used to be in the past that you had 140 characters. No more, but plenty less. So you could use exactly 140 characters or less to get your message across. And sometimes you really needed more. Now, I've talked in the past about strategies for stretching the amount of text you have in a message, but when it comes to DMs, like, a lot of times I'll get church tech questions via DM, and I need to know what kind of computer you're using. I need to know the build of the software, and before you know it, I'm at 160 characters, and I'm like, just 20 over. Can I pull out 20 characters? And I do all my tricks, and sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. Well, with this change, and I know people generally don't like change, but with this change, it becomes kind of like a private email system. And it's kind of useful because, unlike email, I can control the interaction. If I don't follow someone, they can't interact with me, and vice versa. So, this is what I want to suggest to you. This is a good change, one that can be very useful, and let's talk about how it can be used in your church. Let's say people in your congregation follow your church Twitter account, and they have a question. They have a church, they have a prayer request, etc. Instead of hopping into their email client or sending a text message or what have you, they can just send you a DM, and it can be as long as it needs to be to get across what they're dealing with. Hey, I'm having financial difficulties. Please pray for me. I've applied to this job, and this job. I'm waiting to hear from the second one. The first one rejected me, and the third one is offering me the job, but it's too little. I just don't know what to do. See how that's better than 140 characters? Now, the reason that I think that it's good that it's restricted to DMs is we'd get these huge messages in Twitter, and part of the strength of Twitter is you can plow through a bazillion messages really fast. I've got 40,000 followers and I follow probably 22,000 people back. And as a result, I can never read all the messages. I can never read all the stuff on Twitter. But only a small fraction of those people send me direct messages. And if it's something that's generic that's not sent directly to me, I can ignore it. If it's sent directly to me, I can have a much richer conversation. So I think that this change is one that will help out. And with the control that you have, where if you don't follow them, they can't send you a message, I think in some ways this is better than email. I think that maybe Twitter has stumbled onto something where they'll be able to get people to have a much better experience than they will with email. And maybe, just maybe, Twitter will become a good replacement. Well, I hope you like that content and I hope that it's helpful to you. I hope that now you know why you're suddenly getting longer messages in your direct message folder. If you like this content, I bet you'd like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, GIFTS, and there you can pick up a free church tech gift, including my book on Twitter, just a little hint, and a free subscription to my email newsletter. There I'll give you more tips and tricks and let you know all about the cool stuff that's happening here at trinitydigitalmedia.com, including the launch of my community, Church Tech U. That's CHURCHTECHU, short for University, churchtechu.com. And there you can get all my content along with your subscription. It's very inexpensive. In fact, I'm giving away just nearly everything. The only thing that I'm not including in this is stuff that I have agreed with a publisher that they have distribution rights over. But other stuff is right there, and then you can talk about it. You can talk about it with me, you can talk about it with the other members of the community. There are people right now that are there, and we're just starting up, so you can be a charter member and help get this off the ground. So head over to churchtechu.com and join us there. You can also get there by going to my store, trinitydigitalmedia.com/store, where you can buy most of those resources, by the way, as an a la carte. But I think that you'll find that it's a much better value to join over at churchtechu.com. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com. Go out and change eternity.